Hey, deserving listeners, it's just me today. I thought I would read an email from a patron. Patron Sue wrote in and said, "Hello, Kirk. Today on the Psychology in Seattle Facebook fan page, Lyndon posted the following link," and then she provided the link. "Could you talk about it?" "Well, your wish is my command, Patron Sue." She wanted me to talk about a Guardian article titled, "Search Me. Should you Google your therapist?" by Louise Chun. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about what the article says. I'm going to talk about the ethical codes involved. I'm going to talk about, you know, whether or not you should Google your therapist, whether or not you should Google your clients if you're a therapist. I'm going to give my take on it. I'm going to talk about my approach and my recommendations for everyone out there, whether you're a client or a therapist. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I am your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a professor and a therapist. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast, like Patron Sue and Patron Lyndon, by the way. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes on their phones or on the Patreon page. And know that a portion of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.